So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 14, entitled King Chitraketu's Lamentation, text number 1. So Prabhupada, he wrote an introduction, so we'll read the introduction also, and then we will read the verse and the Sanskrit together, and then the translation of Prabhupada. So in the introduction, in this 14th chapter, Parikshit Maharaj asks his spiritual master, Sukadeva Goswami, how such a demon as Vritrasura could become an exalted devotee. In this connection, the previous life of Vritrasura is discussed. This involves the story of Chitraketu and how he was victimized by lamentation because of the death of his son. Among many millions of living entities, the number of human beings is extremely small. And among human beings who are actually religious, only some are eager to be liberated from material existence. Among many thousands of people who desire relief from material existence, one is freed from the association of unwanted persons, or is relieved of material contamination. And among many millions of such liberated persons, one may become a devotee of Lord Narayan. Therefore, such devotees are extremely rare. Since bhakti, devotional service, is not ordinary, Parikshit Maharaj was astonished that an asura could rise to the exalted position of a devotee. Being doubtful, Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, who then described Vritrasura with reference to his previous birth as Chitraketu, the king of Surasen. Chitraketu had no sons. Chitraketu had no sons, got an opportunity to meet the great sage Angira. When Angira inquired from the king about his welfare, the king expressed his moroseness. And therefore, by the grace of the great sage, the king's first wife, Kritadyuti, gave birth to a son, who was the cause of both happiness and lamentation. Upon the birth of his son, the king and all the residents of the palace were very happy. The co-wives of Kritadyuti, however, were envious. And later, they administered poison to the child. Chitraketu was overwhelmed by shock at his son's death. Then Narada Muni and Angira went to see him. So very nice introduction by Srila Prabhupada. The summary of the chapter and also his own very valuable comments are there. So we read together the verse. Sri Parikshit Vacha Rajastama Sabhavasya Brahman Vritrasya Papmana Narayane Bhagavati Katam Asitrita Mati Se Parikshetu Vacha Rajastama Sabhavasya Brahman Vritasya Padmana Narayane Bhagavati Katam Asitrita Mati Sri Parikshetu Vacha Rajastamasabhavasyam Brahman Virittasya Papmana Narayane Bhagavati Katham Asitritamati. Please chant. Shri Parikshetu Vacha Rajastama Sabhavasya Brahman Ritasya Papmana Narayane Bhagavati Katamasit Ritamade Shri Parikshetu Vacha Rajastama Svabhavasya Ramanritasya Papmana Narayane Bhagavati Katamasi Tridamati Parikshetu Vacha Matajis. Sri Parikshetu Vacha Rajastama Svabhavasya Brahman Vidasya Papmana Narayane Bhagavati Adama se Ridamati. Sisi Gonitai ki. Sisi Krishnaram ki. Sisi Radha Shama Sundar ki. Si Parikshetu Vacha. King Parikshit inquired. Raja of the mode of passion. Tama. And the mode of ignorance. Sabhavasya, having a nature. Brahman, O Lord Brahmana. Vritrasya, of Vritrasura. Papmana, who is supposedly sinful. Narayane, in Lord Narayan, Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Katham, how Asit was there, Dridha, very strong, Mati, consciousness. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. King Parikshit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami. O learned Brahmana, demons are generally sinful, being obsessed with the modes of passion and ignorance. How then could Vritrasura have attained such exalted love? For the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, purport. In this material world, everyone is obsessed with the modes of passion and ignorance. However, unless one conquers these modes and comes to the platform of goodness, there is no chance of one's becoming a pure devotee. This is confirmed by Lord Krishna Himself in Bhagavad Gita. Yesham tvantagatam papam Jananam punya karmanam devandvamanina mukta bhajantimam dridavarataha. Persons who acted piously in previous lives and this life whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. Since Vritrasura was among the demons, Maharaj Parikshit wondered how it was possible for him to have become such an exalted devotee. Omagyanatimirandasya jnananjanasalakaya chakshodanamiritam yanam dasmai se gurave namaham Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Vandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sahagana Jatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakandvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpade Gopesha Govika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Manchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyahevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shivajani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kolam Nastiva, 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 Gattiranyata. So, Parikshit Maharaj is wondering and therefore asking from Shukadev Goswami that how come this demon, Vritrasura, and the demons usually they are completely in the mode of ignorance and passion, and usually demons they are not believing in God. They are against God and against the Vaishnavas, the devotees. Then how come this Vritrasura, he had such love for Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And as we heard in the previous chapter, he was speaking about devotional service to Lord Indra while fighting. So therefore he became curious and inquired. So Srila Prabhupada gave very nice introduction and explaining that it is very rare to find a devotee of the Lord. And that is according to the scriptures, the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned. And so even Krishna himself is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhavanam janmanam ante gyanavam mam prabhadyate vasudeva sarvam iti sa mahatma sudurlabha. So one who is, after many births, understanding that Vasudev, Krishna, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he will surrender to him. So after many births, after practicing devotional service for many lives, so one can actually become a pure devotee. And such a pure devotee, sa mahatma, sudurlabha. Durlabh means rare. Su means very, very rare. Such a devotee is very rare. Manushanam sasreshu kaschit yadrisiriya yadram abhisiranam kaschimam veti tatvataha. So, Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushanam sasreshu, but amongst thousands of human beings. And Prabhupada is explaining, and as we know from the scriptures, that human beings are not so many. If you see all the living entities in this material world, on this planet, even here in this village, Vrindavan, or almost becoming a city now, so how many living entities are there? Countless. The birds, the animals, the flies, the trees, so many living entities. So the human beings are less. And so, of course, in Braj, it is a very special place, and sometimes, many times, many of the animals, they are also devotees, but who have been acting sinful, and some of them, and therefore they again become lower forms, as Prabhupada had mentioned, and as we know from the scriptures, but also through the process of evolution. So they come here, and it is by good fortune that one is able to be in Vrindavan. And so among these devotees, so Krishna is explaining himself, it is very rare to find a pure devotee, and as Prabhupada has explained. So devotee of Narayana is very rare. A devotee of Krishna is even more rare, because there are unlimited Vaikuntha planets with so many devotees there. And even in this world, there are many devotees worshipping Lakshmi Narayan in South India, or even North India, and Sitaram, and Nishingadev, and so many devotees are there. And then the devotees of Rama are there also, then of course Vaikuntha Bhaktas. But then the devotees of Krishna, they are much more rare. Of course, still there are many also, but then the devotees who worship Krishna in Dwarka, and those in Mathura, and then even more rare are those who are understanding Brajendra Nandan Shyamasundara Gopinath and worshipping him. And even amongst those who are worshipping, even amongst the Brijabasis, a Shuddha Vaishnav is very, very, very rare. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, our Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, one time he came here with his devotees. Came to Braj Mandal Parikram to perform Braj Mandal Parikrama. He went to Radhakund. And then he met some of the Brijabasis also. And then he told the devotees, I'm disappointed. I've not even seen one pure devotee here in Braj. And he's a pure devotee, so he knows the other pure devotees. Of course, still, some may have been there, even at Bhaktisiddhanta's time, because there are always some pure devotees, but sometimes they are hidden. And he's just making a point that it is very rare to find a pure devotee. Shuddha Vaishnava, Uttam Bhakta, very rare. But as Krishna is saying, Mam Veti Tattvataha, Veti Tattvataha. It is mentioned four times in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tattvataha. Who knows the truth about Krishna's birth and Krishna's activities. In truth, not just theoretical understanding, Krishna is God, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am the servant of Krishna. This is Gyan. But it is not Vigyan. It is not realization. Veti Tattvataha means realized. Bhakyamama Vijayavanti Yanyasvasma Veti Tattvataha. Also in the 18th chapter. One can enter into mysteries of my pastimes, of my activities, only by pure devotional service. Then you can know me in truth. Veti Tattvataha. And then you can come to me. Then you don't have to take birth again. So even if you, as devotees, you're chanting Hare Krishna, following the regulative principles, but then you have to realize that you're not this body. Not just theoretically, but practically, that you're different from this body. And then you can realize Krishna Swarup. It goes actually hand in hand. If you realize Krishna Swarup, Satchinananda Swarup, then you will realize your Swarup also. So it is very rare. So And so Parikshit Maharaj, he was surprised that how come this Vritrasura Dhyana is such an exalted personality and has so much love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has so much knowledge. So he was very surprised. And then, so because of this, then Sukadeva Goswami, because of his intelligent question, so he is going to relate about the life, the previous life of Vritrasura. And so that is the life of King Chitraketu. So he was a great king. And Prabhupada, so he has mentioned here that he had no son, this king, he had no son. And especially previously, even now, many times in India, you see they want to have a child. Usually, if somebody is getting married, then the parents, they will see when is the child coming. After 1-2 years, if there's no child, then they're worried. Then they will ask, where is the child? In India, it is very common. So then if there's no child, the woman is becoming pregnant, the daughter-in-law is not becoming pregnant, what is happening? Maybe she should go and see the doctor and see what is the problem. Maybe she should go to the astrologer and see what is the problem there. So they want to have a child. So for various reasons, of course, children are very cute when they're very small, and many times because they have the idea, we have our family dynasty, and so that should continue. We have our business, so my son is doing it, then he should have a child and he should continue his business. Or is the case here, the king is here. So he needed a son who can become the king and continue ruling the kingdom. So he had no sons, although he had many wives, but he had no sons. And so then everyone was then unhappy and very much concerned, that the king himself, he was very morose. So then, so these great personalities, they are always under the shelter or they're taking shelter of the brahmanas and the saintly persons to get advice, to get the help, to get the blessing. So he asked the great sage Angira Muni. And Angira Muni actually helped him to get a son. And it is mentioned in the scriptures that if one is married and is doing Garbhadhan Sanskar according to Shastra, properly in order to conceive a child, then it is expected if both of them, husband and wife, are healthy, that they will get a child. So, but if no child is there, then some ceremonies can be performed so the child will come. So they were doing that, and as a result of that, then so the wife became pregnant, and then so the child was born. And that was, of course, Angira Muni had told him, this child will be the cause of giving you happiness and also distress. And he was not so much worried, and he didn't understand what he wanted to say with that. But Angira Muni was a great sage and he knew the future. So he knew that that he will take birth, the son will take birth, but he will die soon after that, as explained here, because the co-wives, they were becoming envious. Envious of the first wife, because he had a child, and that means the king was very happy with his first wife and gave more attention to her, so much attention that he neglected the other wives. And so they became envious and they poisoned the child. So, and then he left the body, and then he was lamenting. So that is in the material world, so always there is happiness and distress, and that is unavoidable. So therefore we have to try to raise to the transcendental platform, of Shuddha Sattva beyond the three modes of material nature. And as Prabhupada has explained that here in the purport, that unless one conquers the modes of material nature, especially the mode of passion and ignorance, and comes to the platform of goodness, sattva gun, there's no chance of one's becoming a pure devotee. So first of all, we have to try to control the lower modes of material nature, passion and ignorance, and come to the platform of sattva gun. And that is by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But then we have to also be in the association of the sadhus, of the saintly persons. And not only be in their association, but what is most important, hear from them how we can advance in spiritual life, how we can conquer the low modes of material nature, and be in the mode of sattva gun, mode of goodness, so that we can then transcend even the mode of goodness and come to the platform of Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness, the transcendental platform free of the three modes of material nature. And then we are liberated, then we can enter the pastimes of the Lord, otherwise it is not possible. And so the life is very short actually. And so we should be very enthusiastic, very fixed, very eager, very sincere and very serious in our spiritual life. And always very humble and not expecting any respect, but giving all respect to others. And always engage in devotional activities, starting with the chanting of the holy names and then worshipping the deities. That is very important, to become pure and then to remain pure and to understand that Krishna and Krishnana are non different. So it is a constant endeavor which has to take place on a daily basis, year after year. And even during the day, we have to constantly check ourselves so that we are not overcome by the lower modes of material nature, the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance. And be situated in the mode of goodness. And so for that we have to study the books, the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the purports, so that we are absorbed in this transcendental knowledge, so that we are properly situated. And then we should make it a point that we every day hear about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, so that we can remember them while we are chanting, while we are serving the deities or doing any seva. So because it is not just enough to externally be engaged in activities, devotional activities, but with the consciousness, with the mind, so we have to be absorbed in Krishna. Sabai mana Krishna padana vindayo, as Ambarish Maharaj, his mind was fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna. And then he was engaging in various activities. Even Krishna is telling to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, you fight, but you remember me, and then you fight. You perform your duty of fighting that you have to do. You cannot just sit idly and be like a yogi, because first of all, it is not your nature. And second of all, it is not easy. But we have this body, we have this consciousness, and so that is to be engaged according to our nature, according to our we can say physical nature, so the consciousness and the body, and therefore Krishna has established Divana Ashram. Everyone has to be situated in one varna and one ashram. But Krishna has to be in the center. And we should always remember that we are, and we should not identify with the vana or the ashram. We should be above that. But we have to act according to vana ashram. So that is important. And then, so in this way, so when the mind, the consciousness, and the body are engaged in devotional service, then the consciousness becomes more and more purified, and then it will be easier to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness, in the philosophy, in the remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that has to be increased more and more, especially the remembrance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Man marma bhavad bhakto madhyajimam namaskuru. Krishna is telling Arjuna, so think of me, offer your obeisances and worship me. And then satadam kittantam, I will always glorify me. And smattavya satadam vishnur vismattavya jatuchit. We should always remember Krishna, never forget him. So we should see that we can increase our remembrance of Krishna, our absorption in Krishna consciousness. So it is actually cultivation, and we have to practice year after year so that we can increase. Of course, different stages are there in life. Even, for example, for the especially grihasthas, first the training has to be as brahmachari. Those who are fortunate, those who have the good previous samskar, purva samskar, previous impressions, they may be able to remain brahmachari or then even sannyasi and be more absorbed. But then if one is in grihastha ashram, so many distractions are there, sometimes it is more difficult to remember Krishna, because one has to deal with many materialistic persons. And but still it is possible if one is strong. And for many it is necessary to enter the grihastha ashram for the time being. But then there is a certain time after the age of 50 or 55 when one should enter vanaprastha ashram and reduce the household activities when the children are grown up. And even in regards to the external activities, if one is doing business, so that should be handed over to the children, to others, and one should devote more time for spiritual activities, for becoming absorbed, vanaprastham, going to the van, to the forest, to think of Krishna, to serve Krishna, to become absorbed, so that ante narayana smriti, so that at the end of life one can remember Narayana or Krishna. Because otherwise we are not going to Krishna if you are not remembering Krishna. If you have no practice, even one may think, yeah, I'm chanting 16 rounds, I will remember Krishna at the end of the life. Then maybe there, if you are properly chanting Shudanam, but if you are chanting Aparadhanam, 16 rounds even, but with offenses, not remembering Krishna, who is no different from him, Nama Chintama Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shura Nimukta Avinatvam Nama Naminaha. So even you may be following the regulative principles, even though many people who are not even chanting Hare Krishna, they are following regulative principles. Especially in India, many are not drinking, not smoking, not eating meat, and they are celibate. Even many politicians were there, Vajpayee, and then some kind of celibacy is there, but they are not absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Maybe they believe in God. So even ourselves, if we simply chant and follow the principles, that is all right. But we have to chant at least the Bhasnam or Shudanam. But if we chant with offenses, if we're chanting Hare Krishna but not remembering Krishna, then we have to take birth again, because we will not be able to be remembering Krishna at the time of that. Pariksha, Parikshit. So he's examining and seeing, trying to see Krishna, so that at the end of life he could remember Krishna. So he was very eager. So Lolya, one has to be very eager to be able to see Krishna, remember Krishna. Then one will be able to remember him more and more. So it is mentioned in one verse. Ekam Lolyam. So that is the prize we have to be. One, we have to be extremely eager to see Krishna, to remember Krishna. So therefore we have to very seriously practice Krishna consciousness and mold our life in such a way that we can be thinking of Krishna more and more. So if we analyze ourselves, we can see we are always lacking in our remembrance of Krishna. So, and therefore if one is getting older, then Vanaprastha Ashram is there. So throughout one's life, so one has to endeavor very strongly, then one can remember Krishna more and more. And of course, in the Bhagavad Gita, yam yam bhavismaram bhavam, Krishna is saying, whatever state you have at the time of death, that will determine your next life. And Prabhupada is explaining that because it is not easy to remember Krishna, it is not easy. And that means the beautiful form of Krishna, Satchinananda Surup, form of Krishna. When you say remember Krishna, it means the person Krishna. Beautiful form of Krishna, Shyam Sundar, Tribhang Lalit, his beautiful form, like a dark blue rain cloud, bent in three places, Pitambara Vesh, having a yellow dhoti and chadar, Sikipichi Mauli, having a peacock feather in his crown or turban, Vamsivaran Tatparam, very adept in playing the flute, Gopas Tripriveshtito, surrounded by the gopis, Goba Gobir Alankrito, or by the cows and the coward boys. That is Krishna, he's never alone. So that Krishna we should remember, and he's never alone with his associates. Krishna Svanam Janam Jasya Anija Prishtam Samitam Tatta Kata Rajasta Sakuryan Vasam Rajasada. We should reside in Braj. And Prabhupada is writing, if not physically, then mentally, and mentally is more important than physically. Many are residing here, even amongst devotees, and they are thinking, even the pujaris sometimes, I want to go to America. So what they are thinking about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes here, and Braj. So even here we have to remember Krishna, Krishna's pastimes. That is Krishna consciousness, that is Braj Vas. And then you can go to Aprakrit Braj. First to Prakrit Braj and then Aprakrit and join Krishna and his Leela. So it is not a cheap thing. But we are very fortunate we have been given the opportunity, and if you are residing here in Braj, it is even more advantageous. But anywhere, so if you remember Krishna, then you are in Braj. If you're chanting the holy names, worshipping the deities, hearing about Krishna Leela, wherever you are, then you are in Braj. Ultimately, by being absorbed in Krishna and Krishna's pastimes. And then you can enter into the pastimes of Krishna. And that is the goal of life. For the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, who are worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and ultimately, of course, first we have to worship Mahaprabhu also and be absorbed in his pastimes. Then only we can enter into Krishna Leela. So therefore before we chant Hare Krishna, we chant Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivajani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And when we worship the deities, before worshipping Krishna, we worship Guru, and then Gauranga, and then Krishna. And even in Smaranam, in remembrance, first Gaurila Smaran has to be there, and then Krishna Lila Smaran is possible. Otherwise it is not possible. So we have to be absorbed in Gaurila and Krishna Lila. So of course here we are reading about Narayan also, and that is all right. And we have to hear about these great personalities here, like King Chitraketu, and we can learn so much from these pastimes of how, as Prabhupada used to say, first you become a gentleman, first you have to perform sarana bhakti nicely, and then you can become Krishna conscious. So first you have to do nice sarana bhakti and become a gentleman. a good person, a nice person, sajan, and then you become a devotee, and then you try to become Krishna conscious, and then you try to become fully Krishna conscious, and then you can go back home to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Om Tat Sat. Any questions? Yes, give the microphone. Yes.
Same time is not remembering Krishna.
Yes.
So what is his destination?
What is his destination? If one is chanting Hare Krishna, not remembering Krishna, you have to take birth again.
But you quote this sloka,
what?
Yes. Holy man are not different from Krishna.
Yes, right.
So I don't understand.
Yeah, Krishna Nama non different. That is true. That is Shuddhanam. When you're chanting Shuddhanam, Krishna will dance on your tongue. Krishna will be there in your heart. You will see Krishna. When you're chanting Shuddhanam, you will see Krishna's pastimes. You will see Krishna. If you're not chanting Shuddhanam, although Krishna and Krishna Nama are not different, but you have been given the opportunity by the spiritual master who has instructed you to chant Hare Krishna, that by chanting Hare Krishna, your consciousness becomes purified, slowly but surely. And then one day you will be seeing Krishna. But if you are not seeing Krishna but chanting 20 years, means maybe you are still committing offenses, aparad. And therefore you are not seeing Krishna while you are chanting. And therefore you have to take birth again. Because you are chanting aparadanam, 10 offenses. So you have to avoid aparadanam. Then you come to the platform of abhasnam. And then abhasnam means you're not committing any offenses. Means sometimes you can remember Krishna, you can see Krishna or Krishna's pastimes. That is abhasnam. So if nothing is there, then you have a long way to go. So you have to endeavor more. Yes.
In the case of Adamil,
yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
So how is it possible to Nama Nama was? Sometimes we say Nama was sometimes.
Yes.
Yes. But in case of Adamil, don't think about Narayan. Think only Sun.
Yes.
So how is possible?
How is possible? Yes. Actually, because it is mentioned, he didn't commit any offense. And we should again see. The previous life, he was a brahmana, but then he fell down, like Vritarsur. Also, he was a kshatriya. He was worshipping Krishna, Vishnu, and he had darshan of Vishnu, but then he fell down because he committed Vaishnava parad. Even from the platform of bhav, you can fall down. Therefore, you have to be very careful. Good asking, because it is important. Be careful of aparad, Vaishnava aparad. You chant nicely Hare Krishna. You come to the platform of Madhyamarikari, chanting nicely Hare Krishna, sometimes remembering Krishna. But if you commit Vaishnava aparad, you will fall down to the platform of Bhasnam. Externally, you will be still okay. But in consciousness, you will come again to the aparada platform. Even if you have Mahabhagavata aparad, then like King Chitraketu, you become a demon. Or if you as a devotee here, you commit Vaishnava aparad, you may give up devotional service. So you have to be careful of Vaishnava aparad. And so he had seen Vishnu, right? Chitraketu, you will hear later, but he became a demon. Ajamila was a brahmana. You worship the Supreme Lord. But due to bad association, due to some impurities, anarthas were there, he became attached to prostitute and he gave up his devotional service. So similarly, you may be chanting Hare Krishna, but if you are not thinking of Krishna, means you are still on the platform of aparada now. But if you are chanting sometimes, so Hare Krishna, and then the Nanabhas is there, then there may be possibility that you may be liberated. So the Acharyas have explained. So Ajanil, he was a devotee before, but then because of his bad association, he fell from his position. But it is mentioned very clearly that he was chanting the name of Narayan that is there, and he was not committing any Vaishnava aparat. He was not committing any aparat. There's pab and aparat. Aparat is more dangerous than pab. He was engaged in some sinful activities. He was doing some pab, but he was not doing aparat. So therefore it was counteracted. But he was not liberated immediately. No. The Yamadutas took him, but the Vishnudutas freed him. And he came back to his body. And then he went to the Himalayas. And then he again engaged in devotional service of the Lord. And he was freed. And then he was liberated. Alright? Any more questions? Yeah.
So, are you
the yes.
And that mentioned first of all that was standing on his body.
Yes.
So even though this is like preliminary realization, it seems so high for me.
Yes.
And I was talking about this. Like, you can say something like this, like it is important that we like apply ourselves to this understanding, like automatically.
Yes, that is not happening automatically.
No, I mean automatically, it's happening automatically, that maybe we don't have to, you know, focus so much on this, like, you know, trying to understand how this body.
No,
like
we don't have.
My body, they don't understand this
body. Yes. Yes.
So.
Yeah, we don't have to focus on that point that I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul. But we have to engage in devotional activities. We have to know we are the servant of Krishna. But at the same time, still, it is mentioned once you chant with some bandagya, understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I'm His eternal servant, I'm different from this body. So you have to be on the spiritual platform ultimately and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Free from the modes of material nature. So the endeavor has to be there, and by doing that, then you can remember Krishna more and more. So Krishna Namanda are not different. So if you're chanting Hare Krishna, you're not remembering Krishna, you're not chanting Krishna Nam. You're just pronouncing some letters. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, if you're chanting Hare Krishna, you're simply saying the syllables. If you don't remember Krishna, or even like if you have a gun, you have bullets there. There is an air gun. Bullet is not there, but nothing in there. So if you're chanting Hare Krishna, but no bhav there, no Krishna consciousness, it is not much. It is not much. It is a reflection of Krishna Nam. If you're not thinking of Krishna, if you're thinking of nothing, which is also not easy, and if you're just thinking of, oh, what I'm going to get here for prasad, what happened to this devotee, that devotee, I mean, that is okay. But actually, you're supposed to remember Krishna, Krishna's form and pastimes. But it is not easy, and you have to practice, and you have to pray, and you have to cry. It is a cultivation, Krishna consciousness. It is a cultivation. So we have to endeavor, you have to apply your intelligence, and ask those who are more advanced how I can remember more Krishna. So in the Bhagavad Gita, in the introduction, Prabhupada has explained about Sarup Gat, Sarup Siddhi, and Vashtu Siddhi. That is in the introduction, which is very long and very nice. Introduction to Bhagavad Gita, and that is explaining about the relationship we have with Krishna in branch, Dasa Sakya. Vachalya and Madhurya Bhav. And so, the Sarup Siddhi, that means realizing your spiritual form and relationship with Krishna in Braj. And he has explained then when you get Surup Siddhi, Prabhupada is explaining one purport, then you go where Krishna performs his pastime in one of the universes. And that Vaishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained in one of his books, Vatmartha Chandrika, how to perform this path of bhakti with ragmarg, that is with some transcendental emotions and more than just following externally. But remember, Krishna, Krishna's associates in Braj. As Rupa Goswami has said, Krishna Smanam Janam Chasya, we should remember Krishna and Krishna's associates and their pastimes. Then you can go there. But if you're not remembering, how you will go there? Yam yam bapismaram bhavam. If you're not remembering Krishna while chanting or throughout the day, how you will go to Krishna? If you're just remembering what you're doing with this body and devotional service, it is something already that is very nice. But then ultimately we have to remember Krishna. Krishna is saying, Prabhupada is saying, the previous acharyas are saying. So we have to endeavor. And especially Krishna in Braj. Mahaprabhu's life. He was crying in Puri, Vipralamba Kshetra, to show us how to engage in devotional service, not only externally, but in consciousness. He was crying. Crying, crying, Krishna, where are you? And sometimes he was seeing Krishna. And then he was overwhelmed to transcendental emotions. Other times he was not seeing, he was crying to show us. So we have to actually see. And of course, by performing devotional activities, we become more and more purified, and ultimately Krishna will manifest. But we have to endeavor also very nicely. Without endeavoring, we will, because time is passing very fast. So in order to remember Krishna more, we have to endeavor very nicely. All right? Hare Krishna.